Hi, this is Scott Hanselman, and I wanted to take a moment here to run you through a tour of the Azure portal. I'm just going to go ahead and hit manage.windowsazure.com, and it's going to prompt me to log in. I'm using my Microsoft account. This is the same thing as your Hotmail account or your Live account, whatever your Live ID was. Now, this is my real personal Azure account. So I've got lots of things going on here. Your Azure account might be initially empty. The first thing you want to note is in the lower left-hand corner here is the new. Now I'm going to hit F11 in order to go full screen. That way I can see more on my Internet Explorer here. I'm going to click new, and we've got a number of options. We can go and make a new website or click data services, new SQL Server, or I can click on the store and then access any number of third-party services. But when you want to make new stuff, you're going to want to do it down here in the corner. I can say make a new website. I can do one really quickly, or I could pick one from the gallery. Once I've made my website, it'll appear over here. Now, this shows all of my items. You can see I've got storage accounts and virtual machines all together. If I click websites, this is showing just my websites. Now, from here, I can sort and also filter. I can click on an individual website. You'll notice that this side has collapsed, and now I've got my websites here and then tabs across the top, where I can go and configure my resource. Now, this is resource non-specific. So here's a website, and you'll see this menu across the top. If I click on virtual machines, very similar. Here's the list. I can sort, I can filter. I can click on an individual and then manage it, and I get the same nice dashboard, whether it's a website or a virtual machine. Along the bottom, we have actions that you can take on a particular virtual machine. So, for example, on this virtual machine, I might want to say attach disk or shut down. If I was looking at a website, I might want to restart that website or open it in WebMatrix or browse to that site. Same thing applies to storage accounts. This menu changes depending on what you're looking at. Now, in the upper right-hand corner here, we have another filter option. You can see the little filter icon right here. It says subscriptions. I have more than one subscription. I've got my MSDN subscription, as well as a three-month trial and pay-as-you-go. So if I go back to all items and click on subscriptions, I might say, just show me MSDN, and then hit apply. And that's going to then reload the portal, showing me just the resources for that subscription. That filter indicator then shows me that a filter is applied. Now, notice this. This just popped up. This is showing me that I have some credits available. You may have credits from starting an Azure trial, and I have 29 days until that credit expires. If this is green, you're in no danger of using up all your money, but if it starts to turn color, they're warning you that you may actually run out. If I click down here in the lower right corner, where most of my errors appear, this is telling me that I may run out of credit in the next 14 days. And they're figuring that out by looking at my average usage. So I'm using about $8 a day, and I have $124 available. So in the next 27 days, I may run out of credit. At this point, I might want to click on the account portal and take a look at what my bill is and see how close I am and what it's going to end up costing me. Here I can see my different subscriptions, and I can see ones that have spending limits. You're in total control of your spending. If I switch back to the portal, not only are you seeing a warning here about your costs, you're seeing a warning down here that's telling you exactly how many dollars you're using per day, but if I switch back to the portal, I can even set up spending limits. So there's no worry that I'm going to wake up one day and have a big bill. Now, I am also the administrator on a number of other Azure accounts. So someone has made me co-administrator. If I click here and say manage administrators, you can see the other places where I am also in charge. So if I click here, you can see that I have access to Carl Franklin's Azure and a Microsoft Azure account, or my friend Javier Lozano's Microsoft account. And when I switch there, I might see just those resources available by that directory. So to cover that again, we've got filtering by resource type, by subscription, and then by directory that you may have access to through other co-administrations. You've got the main Azure portal, which is this here. You've got the account portal for taking a look at your billing. On the left here, we have our resources that are filtered. We can always make new ones if we want to. And then along the bottom, we've got our toolbar that allows us to access and change those resources. And that changes based on the kind of resource that we're looking at. This is the Azure portal, and this is where you'll be spending a lot of your time. But you could also potentially choose to spend your time in Visual Studio. Here I have the Azure SDK installed. I can see my websites, my virtual machines, start and stop them, all from within Visual Studio, or even at the command line. One of the interesting things about the Azure portal is that it's calling a back-end web service to manage all of these Azure resources. So here I have a list of my websites, Visual Studio, here's a list of my websites, back over into Azure, here's a list of my websites, all coming from the same back-end web service. So you can rest assured that when you make changes in one of those resources, whether it be the command line, Visual Studio, or the portal, that is being applied to Azure all up. So this is a light overview of the Azure portal. Take a look at Azure Friday at friday.azure.com every Friday, and I'll be covering lots and lots of interesting features within Azure with the people that actually make the product. You can subscribe to this podcast, check it out. It's very short, just like this video, and to the point. Thanks a lot, and my name is Scott Hanselman.